Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host of 5 Minutes to Sexy. Now, before we dive into today's wildly exciting topic, yes, I would like to thank our sponsor, Fabletics. Fabletics offers affordable, stylish, and high-quality athletic wear for women and men. So if you want to feel so totally sexy in your workout clothes and avoid, you know, the wedgies and the awkward riding up into your crotch situations, check out these great outfits at Fabletics.com. Okay, mamas. Now, get real with me now. Have you ever just thought to yourself, I need to get my crap together? Or maybe in less censored terms? Probably. You probably have. I know I have. And while I'm not an advocate of being a quitter in life, there are 3 things we absolutely must quit doing to get our crap together. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, good. Because here it comes. Step 1. Quit thinking of it as crap. This whole, you know, I have to make breakfast. I have to go to work. I have to eat my veggies so I don't get constipated thing is simply not a way to live, ladies. Imagine the freedom that comes with the perception of getting to do things. Yes, you get to spend time with your baby, and in the process, you get to clean up his diaper blowout because you get to be present with your child. Yes, when you get to live in a home that is just so happens to be the most welcoming when mildew is not all over the place. You get to own clothing that smells best when it's washed. So do you get the idea? Reframe that shit into opportunity and gratitude. Step 2. Quit shoulding on yourself. When our self-talk is a bunch of shoulda, coulda, woulda, that communicates regret, guilt, and even shame to your unconscious mind and to your kids. They see this, ladies. They see it. Saying you should do something is absolutely meaningless. It's either going to happen or it isn't. Is it that important? Then commit to getting it done. Is it not so important to you right now in this season? Then unapologetically admit it and get real with yourself. However you do it, erase should from your vocabulary and write in I will or I choose to. That gives you so much more power. Doesn't that feel empowering? Gosh, okay. Step 3, quit doo-dooing without purpose. That stuff gets messy, you guys. I'm just saying. And when you run around and do all over the place without stopping to think about who you are and who you are being, honestly, it's cowardly. You see, do-doing without purpose is a big, fat red flag that you're avoiding the big questions like, who am I? What am I doing? Am I satisfied with my life? Can Google tell me how to get a red wine stain off my white shirt? The big questions, people. Let's get real. You can't run away from these questions forever. Maybe it's time to cut through the noise, ditch the meaningless activities, and take an honest-to-God look at how you're showing up in the world and what do you want? Give yourself permission to want what you want. Figure out what that even is, what that looks like. What are you going to get when you have that? What's it going to do for your family, for your future, for your career, or your business if you have one? Whew. Yes, it's time to ask ourselves the real questions. So if any of this strikes a nerve or inspires a big yes, then this movement is for you. Welcome to your tribe, sexy mama. Now, if you're itching for more, check out more episodes here or join the fun fest at sexymamamovement.com. Yeah, I'm doing my happy dance. You can't see it, but I'm doing a happy dance. Well, that's it for today, ladies. And thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.